Wisconsin, welcome to Playmakers. Let's get it going. Happy Monday, everybody. Thanks for joining us here. Your host, James, behind the mic, solo show, but I am not alone. I got all of you to hang out with. Feel free to hit us in the numbers. Get in the batter's box, 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. We're able to hang out with you this hour thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Big shout out and thank you to them. We got some fun stuff lined up today. I'm going to give away some rafter tickets today. I will tell you that. In the next hours, one of you is going to win some free rafter tickets. I got four of them just burning the hole in my pocket. I want to get them into yours. We'll have some fun with that. I'm going to talk about Don Nelson a little bit, getting the Chuck Daly Award, NBA talk, a little bit of that, and just offseason and the two games that we've had so far of the NBA playoffs. Got an undefeated team in baseball I want to get into. We also have the settlement paving the way for college athletes to be paid. I want to get into that. And to be honest, I'll probably talk more about that on Wednesday with Michael, unless you guys want to get into it right now, we will. Talk about St. Cloud a little bit in the Northwoods League, and certainly our Rafters, we'll be talking about them. A nice victory for them last night, spoiler alert. We'll get into that, and plenty more. And of course, we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's your show, everybody. 715-424-2600. Call up, join the conversation. Looking forward to hanging out with each and every one of you. So it was talked about this morning and just became official a little bit ago, according to Rob Dombrowski, ESPN reporter who covers the Packers, has for a very long time. Jaire Alexander has been released by the Green Bay Packers. And if you've been listening to this show for a while, you've heard me saying this since his last game that he actually played with Green Bay, that I felt that that was the last game he was going to, the last time he was going to be wearing a Packer uniform. There's been a lot of back and forth with this, and you know, at least as far as the reports we're seeing, credit to both sides, they tried to work something out. They were not able to. I don't think that Jaire Alexander was anything close to the potential that they were hoping for when they signed him to that mega deal. I would like to think he'd be one of the first to say that, but I don't know if he would. I really don't. And I don't know that he was ever worth it. And I'm definitely afraid of what team is going to decide him next. Because, you know, one of the reasons that I felt confident saying that he wouldn't play another game in the green and yellow, one of the reasons I felt that confident is because that's a smart organization. They know what they're doing. They don't tend to waste money. You got to pay quarterbacks. You can get, you know, whatever happens with Jordan Love, none of us know yet, and we'll see what happens. But regardless of whatever happens with him, I'm not going to look at that as a bad deal. There's a very little, if anything, that he could do or that could happen for me to say, oh, they shouldn't have signed him to that deal. Injuries happen. You know, things happen on the field. That it's one thing. Quarterback is too coveted. You're fortunate enough to get a third great quarterback in a row, which looks like Green Bay has done. You got to lock that kid up, and you're better off locking him up sooner than later because every day the contracts just get bigger. So, if anything, I feel like they should have signed him sooner as far as Jordan Love. I never understood the signing of Jaire Alexander to the extension to the record contract at the time. He was the highest paid corner in the league. I felt that they saw something I didn't, and again, I thought that that organization earned the benefit of the doubt. But 7 seasons in Green Bay, real quick, did anybody realize he played 7 seasons in Green Bay? It just didn't feel like it was that long. I'm seeing reports, I'm hearing people say that he established himself as a premier player in the NFL at a very challenging place in cornerback. I watched a lot of Green Bay Packer football over the last 7 years. A lot of it. And I cannot think of one play, one thing he did that made me feel that way. That made me think he's a shutdown corner. That he is worth all that money. I never, ever saw one thing. I saw a solid cornerback, sure. There's a league full of those. And I don't want to make it sound like anybody can do the position. it's maybe the most difficult position in football. But for the four-year, $84 million contract extension that he made, getting the highest paid in the NFL, that was, I don't know. But you cut your losses on these things and you move on as quick as you can. And Green Bay has done a smart job of drafting and pulling in some corners in free agency, including Hobbs, who I think is twice the corner that Jair Alexander is. Well, we'll see. We'll see how this goes. But it frees up some money, that's for sure. It's supposed to, at least. And maybe that means that you're able to do some other things with that. Going to find out, that's for sure. Where he goes next, I'm very interested in that as well. Edgerton Jenkins has reported to Packers minicamp amid contract talks. It looks like he is going to be that's going to work out all right. They'll figure something out. And with this move, letting go of Jair Alexander again, I just looking at the numbers, the 20 minutes I had for a free time today, be honest with you, because this all just broke throughout the morning today as I've been in the studios and been working. And I don't know. It looks like they're going to save some bucks here. They're going to save some money. Maybe you can push that over to Elgin Jenkins. Maybe Elgin Jenkins becomes a trade piece for Trey Hendrickson. Or maybe you're able to work something out with Trey Hendrickson, signing him to... Because the whole thing for him is he wants a long-term deal. Maybe you can give him that if you're getting this albatross off of your contract in Jair Alexander. We'll see what happens. I'll tell you this, you want to move on these things now. The Bears were kind of going back and forth with former Cleveland Browns running back Nick Chubb, and they couldn't work it out. Now it looks like he's going to sign in Houston. I bet you they just offered him something, and they offered him what he wanted right away. I don't understand the nickel and diming that some of these teams do. It's a salary cap sport. I get that. At the same time, you're wasting time. You're wasting time. See what happens there. Aaron Rodgers officially signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's going to wear number 8, apparently. So he's going to keep that number. And there is a segue there because I mentioned wasting time. And when you're Aaron Rodgers, and if you really do want to sign with a new team, especially after the last two seasons in New York, and when we saw what happened there, when you didn't take the time to get there early, work with your receivers, work with that team, you saw it right away in the preseason a little bit. You didn't get to see much of him in his first year because he tore out his ACL and all that because they don't take care of the field over there because owners don't really care about players. But if you're him, and yes, I would think, one sign of intelligence to me is not being insane. Not doing the same thing over and over and over again. Not beating your head against a brick wall and expecting to break through to the other side. But when you got an ego like he does, and it does not seem like that has, you know, been humbled at all, you think you can walk in. You think you can walk right in. And just win and just have chemistry. The hardest thing, I will make the argument that the hardest thing in sports, the hardest thing in entertainment, I don't know if there's many fields where it's not the hardest thing to pull off is chemistry, is to be able to think and feel with the, you know, what the other person is thinking and know what they're thinking before they do in some ways. Now, I think you hear it all the time on our shows here at Civic Media. There's a reason why we brought the team in that we have. We know each other. We work well together. Even take an example like Michael and I. We've only been working together for maybe a year or so. But even him and I can see he knows where I'm going sometimes. I know where he's going at sometimes. And, you know, we're able to make that work and get stronger and stronger from it the more reps we do. Michael will be here Wednesday, by the way. You got to have that. You and DK Metcalf got to be eye and eye. You got to be hanging out. I want to know, if I am a quarterback of an NFL team, I want to know what my favorite my receivers. I want to know what their favorite band is. I want to know what they're eating for lunch the earlier. I want chemistry. I want to be able to know what they're thinking. I want to be able to be on that same page, because look at the history of the NFL. This is what it's built on, is chemistry, is being able to gel. It's more evident in hockey and in basketball than anything. And it's probably the least evident maybe in baseball, although if you watch a good infield, you see great chemistry when you can see the first, third baseman, shortstop, second base, catcher all on the same page. White Sox had that in 05. It was amazing to watch. It was a lot of fun. I don't know that they had necessarily any real all-stars on that team, but boy, they had a strong defensive team that had great chemistry and understood each other. Aaron Rodgers is already 2 days behind before the obligatory OTAs. They were not the mandatory ones, but the ones that you can just show up. They're there for a reason. And you're paid a lot of money, man. You're paid a lot of money to play this sport. I don't care if he's not under contract. Now get under contract and get in there. Because to me, I was curious. I never felt for a second that Aaron Rodgers was ever going to retire. Not for a second. And I don't think anybody did. To the point, ESPN, who just loves to give breaking news updates, didn't even really break the story of breaking news it. They just told you he was going to be showing up in Pittsburgh at OTAs. It wasn't even Aaron Rodgers is going to sign or anything like that. It's a worst kept secret. If that's the case, and this is the way it's going to go, well then, why not get in there early as you can and start working with these guys? And so when it's decided, he's going to sign, he's going to play and all that, my next big question is this about him or is it about winning? Is it about Aaron Rodgers adding on to his stats and trying to, not pad the stats, but add to them? Or is it about, I want one more title. I want one more shot at winning a Super Bowl and having two Super Bowls as opposed to one, which is so silly to say out loud, but boy, does it make it a gigantic difference in the NFL and the way we weigh these things. Are Rodgers and Favre tied right now? And that's on both of their minds. So I'm curious. I'm curious to see what Aaron Rodgers shows up. Because, he was playing, a lot of people will say some weaker defenses last year towards the end of the season and everything like that. Aaron Rodgers, I think, showed you enough to where he belongs in the league and he belongs as a starting quarterback. Now, is that in part because there are not 32 great quarterbacks in the NFL and there are not 32 guys that can take over? Like, theoretically, he shouldn't be able to have this job because there's so many good quarterbacks that are just playing better than him. But as it is, that is not Mason Rudolph. Although, wouldn't that be the biggest spin? Mason Rudolph outplays Aaron Rodgers in preseason and steals the job from him. That'd be something right there. Well, I want to know if this is about him or if it's about trying to get a chip. Is it trying to get that title? And I think we're going to be able to find out real early on. Because if he's just rolling with things, and it's Tomlin's show, which it should be in Pittsburgh. Mike Tomlin has accomplished, I think you can make the argument, just as much as Aaron Rodgers, if not more. And certainly in Pittsburgh, it's Tomlin's show. We'll see what Aaron Rodgers shows up. What A.A. Ron shows up. I'll tell you this, and this has nothing to do with him as a person, him as a jumping on the Pat McAfee show and both of them being sleeveless and, trying to bro out or something, or I don't know what they do. I don't get it. It's not about that to me. It's about getting to see one of the greatest of all time, one more game, one more season. Because I can't do it always. I'm not always the best at it. But I think out of out of necessity, because I love football and my team has sucked for a long time, especially playing you guys, especially playing the Green Bay Packers, I've learned to separate people from their talents. I can't do it all the time. I'm not perfect about this, but I've gotten much better at it. And I can look at Aaron Rodgers and I can say, that's one of the smartest quarterbacks I'll ever see. It's one of the most fun quarterbacks I'll ever watch. And even at this stage, if he's out there and he's just another player, he's just another athlete, and they're all trying to win a Super Bowl, and he's out there and he's just grinding at it, that could be really fun to watch, especially with a team like Pittsburgh that is one of the smarter, if not the most well-run franchise in all the NFL. They've got a lot of headaches in their history. Antonio Brown, for one. I mean, there's plenty of them. No league is no perfect. I wouldn't say no way. Even nobody's going to say that Baltimore isn't a wonderfully run franchise. And then look at some of the things that they have had in their history. Every NFL franchise has something. As far as things go, the three franchises I just mentioned in Green Bay, Baltimore, and I think that they're all well run. They're all smart franchises. So trust them. Pittsburgh is certainly at the top of one of the tops of that list. So it should be interesting to see what happens. 715-424-2600. Shut me up, everybody. Call up and join the conversation. We would love to hang out and hear from you. We'll take our break in a little bit. Before we do, let's talk some NBA. And OKC and Indiana are going to be back at it Wednesday night, 7:30. Great first game, game one. We got to talk about it a little bit on Friday. And pretty much what everybody expected to have happen. OKC was very motivated in game two. And Tyrese Halliburton is a fun player. And I admit wholeheartedly, I'm a homer. I root for guys from the Midwest, specifically, when they're from Illinois or Wisconsin, Minnesota too. I mean, I just root for these athletes. They tend to stand out to me more than anybody else. Completely own that. And I own that Halliburton, being from Wisconsin, we don't get a lot of that. There's been a lot of good NBA players from Wisconsin in the history, but right now in the league, not a ton of it, and certainly maybe not at the top of the list. That being said, if you take away Tyrese Halliburton's game-winning shots or game-tying shots, and you look at the games that he's had in those, he hasn't really been showing up. He is not a guy that can take over a game. Or if he is, and he can, we haven't seen it in the playoffs, really. I really was expecting that in the finals here. I was really expecting that, especially in game two. Because you know what we all know. OKC is a monster. It's a monster. And what happens when you finally, at the end of the movie, get the monster down? Double tap. Double tap. We've all seen this movie. You knocked out the monster one shot. Hey, that's real cool. That's great. Now put another in there, because that thing is not down. Everybody knows what's going to happen next. The good guy, the hero, whatever, is walking away, and then boom, monster comes back up. That's OKC. You've got to step on their throat. You've got to come out in game two and dominate. Game one means nothing. Game two, it's not. Each one of these games aren't going to mean anything. It's all about today. It's all about the next game. I was a little disappointed in that with Indiana. And at the same time, I don't know, against that defense, when OKC is locked in like that, and they were locked in so incredibly. I thought that was the most impressive thing about Oklahoma City's game two performance. It's not that they won. It's not that they won pretty handedly. Indianapolis came back a couple of times. And speaking of Halliburton, he started to have a really nice fourth quarter there. But he couldn't finish the deal, and neither could Indy. Because for every minute of that game, every second of that game, OKC was locked in. They did not slide. They did not take some time off or take some plays off or anything like that. That was the difference maker in that game. The farther you go in the rounds in the NBA playoffs, the more and more it becomes about health and endurance. This is an insane sport. You're playing offense and defense. You are not stopping. It's not like in hockey you play offense and defense, but your shifts are also a little bit shorter. You're also on playing on ice and razor blades. It's a very different sport, but the endurance is, it's just used up faster. The energy is used up faster in hockey. In the NBA, can you hang? Can you hang? OKC's endurance and OKC's conditioning is insane. Look at the fourth quarter. Look at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Look at towards the end of the fourth quarter. How many OKC players did you see doing the old leaning on their knees? Palms out, knees, hands on knees. How many of them did you see doing that? In game two of a, 100-game season so far for these teams? This far in the playoffs, 82-game season, I think they play, you know, I think they were close to 90-something at least games played. And OKC is still out there standing upright. That's how you teach that, how you make that happen. Smarter people than me can figure that out, but OKC sure did. That's going to be, I think it's still going to be a fun series. I think Indy can still steal one. I don't think that they're going to be able to win this. I just, it would take quite a collapse on the Oklahoma City Thunder to really lose this series. And just seeing what we... Just seeing what we did out of Indianapolis. And Wednesday, they could come out and have the biggest win in finals history. And Tyler Haliburton could have a 50-pointer. And I ain't going to change my opinion. I don't see the maturity or the consistency. And I certainly don't see the hunger. Like, it's one thing to want to hit game. Yeah, call me up. Yeah, send the ball to me, coach. I'll shoot the game-winning shot. Shoot or shoot. That's it. That's Tyler Haliburton's job. I give him a lot of credit for making these shots at everything and being very, very clutch, certainly. But you wouldn't have to be so clutch if you were playing the whole game. You might actually have a lead. Might be able to sit down in the fourth quarter. I don't know. We'll see where it goes. Did want to touch on a couple of other notes about the NBA. One of the things that is going to be very noteworthy in the whole offseason, of course, is the storyline of Giannis Antetokounmpo and what is going to be happening with him. There's plenty of people believing that he is he's gone already, that he is going to be traded, and it's just a matter of when and for what. I don't think that there's a lot of... To me, the smarter people are not saying that. It's mainly the people on the Mouse Network. It's mainly the people that need something to talk about in the dead of summer. And I mean, I don't have any problem. I'm talking about it right now, man. I'm not saying anything about that. That's our job. So we got a 24-hour you know news cycle here we got to fill. But I have not heard from anybody that he it's a foregone conclusion. And especially after the meeting that the two sides had. It seems like they want to try to work this out. They're closer, I would say, from everything that we're getting, it feels like they are closer to want to work this out than not. I also think, and you please correct me about this if I'm wrong, but the people I've surveyed, the people I've talked to when it comes to this, if he is traded, and granted it's a solid trade, it's not the Luka trade or something like that, I think the majority of the fan base is going to understand. And it's a lot easier to do that when you got a title with the guy and he has come across as a good guy and not a whiner or a complainer. I don't know. I have a hard time not wishing him the best, whatever happens with him and his career and what him and the organization decide. That said, I don't think it's a foregone conclusion he's gone. And I think that front office has shown you that they can do things. We'll see what happens. You know, having won already and knowing how badly that they want to win and he wants to win more, I don't see any options out there for him where he can go and, oh, yeah, they're going to the finals next year. Pencil them in. I've seen Toronto mentioned. Toronto's, I think, a worse off team than Milwaukee. Maybe not with you know draft picks and flexibility with making trades and moves. So maybe there's a little bit of room there. But that being said, I still don't see it, especially with the chemistry and just picking up and uprooting your family and moving to a whole other country and stuff, which is something he's had to do already enough in his life, I'm sure. I've heard you know danglings of Phoenix, New York got mentioned. You know, he goes to New York, that might be a little different, but. If he goes to New York, they're going to have to give up a ton of stuff. And this is the Carmelo Anthony trade again. Hey, man, did you hear the Knicks got Carmelo Anthony? Cool. Who else they got? Nobody. They literally traded the whole team for it. Well, not literally, but they pretty much traded the whole darn team for it. I'm pretty sure they were trying to throw in Walt Frazier. That's what you're looking at if you are trading for Giannis Antetokounmpo and you're in New York. I don't think that you want to be the Angels and sitting there on Ohtani and not getting anything for him but a bunch of memories and a trophy case that's empty. At the same time, if he's giving you all the inklings that this is where he wants to be, play out the contract. See where it goes. Winning a title, absolutely. Comes first, that's what you want. You know what else is nice? Finishing in the black. Finishing in the black as an organization and making your fan base happy with the face of the team, of the franchise, and continuing to sell tickets that way and put out a good product out there and see what happens. Because not for nothing, as much as I love the guy and I think I'm a big fan of his, health has not been on his side, and he's on the other side of this. Why not, if you're him, finish out your days with one team and, already a great legacy here in Wisconsin and specifically in Milwaukee. You play the rest of your career in just that jersey, you're a legend. You do something that Kareem didn't even do. Who's the most legendary Buck, and who's the guy that stayed there the longest? Why not him? I'll tell you one thing I do feel very confident about. This cat is different than the others. This guy is a lot different than the other superstars in the league. His demeanor, his mentality, and not just him, Shea Gildas-Alexander, another one. These guys are different now. Maybe it's a bit of the European thing. Maybe it's just age or the generation. I don't know. But playing for one team, doing a lot of that, it makes sense that means something to him, to them, to that generation. They grew up watching a lot of these players, a lot of the guys that they love, switching jerseys left and right. What happens with the next generation? They like to push back on things. They like to start their own trends. It seems like it would make sense. Now, that being said, as I take the commercial break here in a minute, we get an ESPN update that, Giannis was traded or something like that. I'm not going to be shocked. That's the NFL, that's the NBA, but it'd be interesting. As we go to break, I want to know what you guys think as far as Giannis. Do you want him to go? Do you want him to stay? What do you think is going to happen with him? Let me know. There's not a whole lot else to talk about in the NBA offseason. Kevin Durant, where he goes, there's not a lot of free agents out there. So that's another noteworthy thing about this. If there is a team that feels they're a player away, or a Giannis away, if you will, with the lack of... nobody's got a backup plan this year. Okay, we get Giannis, and if that doesn't, we try to get Giannis, and if that doesn't work, we can go after so-and-so. Well, the so-and-so is a drop-off like you've never seen. So if you are the Knicks, if you are the Lakers, or one of these big, big market, big name teams that needs to show their fan base you're putting all the chips in the middle. How many darn metaphors have I used today, by the way? Well, this is what happens when you let me talk so much. We'll see if somebody goes after Durant or Giannis, because there are not a lot of big names in free agency, and they're outside of those names. There's not a whole lot of out there. And both those guys, not necessarily, I don't know, you put them on any team in the NBA, and I'm going to say immediately that that's a contender, or that they're going to win the title. Could be a contender, but there's a lot of contenders. See what happens. Don Nelson has earned the Chuck Daly Lifetime Achievement Award. Congratulations to Nelly. If you have not seen Don Nelson in many years, do yourself a favor and just throw into your search bar, your Googler, Don Nelson, current Don Nelson. I don't know if you'll get the picture I did, but Don Nelson is living his greatest life. He looks younger and healthier and happier than he's ever looked. Basketball Hall of Famer, 3-time NBA Coach of the Year, was announced Sunday as this year's recipient of the Chuck Daly Lifetime Achievement Award. Congratulations to him. Certainly has quite the legacy. Nelson retired in 2010 as the NBA's all-time coaching wins leader with 1,335, just ahead of Lenny Wilkins. Old Lenny Wilkins. Of course, He got to that mark coaching in Dallas, Golden State, coached New York briefly, and of course, Milwaukee. Where I think that when I think of Don Nelson, the coach, I think of Milwaukee, a little bit of Golden State, but Milwaukee. That's pretty cool. Congratulations to him and his family. I always like when you know people are still around and able to really appreciate these lifetime achievement awards and not just be given to a family member or somebody like that. That's cool to see. We got a great schedule lined up for you tonight and throughout the week. We're going to get into that when we come back. I got a story of the show, stats of the show coming up for you. And, batter's box is open. Go ahead and join the conversation, everybody. You can call us 424-2600. That's 715-424-2600. Or just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. And feel free to text us through the app as well. We'd love to hear from you, your sports takes and feelings. We're able to do this all thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and, of course, Family Natural Foods. A big thank you to both of them. We'll be back with more show coming up, Playmakers on WIRI.
Have you ever looked at their name closely? Quality Plus Printing. Your one-stop location for creative design, great customer service, printing for any occasion, and even creating a custom clothing line for your sports team or next family vacation. Quality Plus Printing was built to provide family-like service at affordable prices. Don't settle for subpar family photos. Quality Plus Printing will bring them to life on a cup, canvas, or card. Quality service plus great quality printing on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Get to Family Natural Foods to hear Terry Lemerand, a 50-year veteran of natural health, talk about his favorite natural medicines. Also, get the biggest discount ever on all Terry Naturally supplements after the event only. The lecture will be at First Baptist Church, 910 McKinley Street, right behind Family Natural Foods, June 25th at 5:15 p.m. Free meet and greet to follow with light snacks and drinks after the event. Family Natural Foods, your neighborhood pharmacy. Join them June 25th.
It's our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest right here on 105.5 WIRI. We're hooking you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then get ready to text in for your chance to win each weekday at 7, 11, 2, and 4 with 105.5 WIRI. This is 105.5 WIRI.
In your darkest hour,
lies, 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 look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
WIRI on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated shower or two this evening, then a clearing sky tonight, and a low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, hazy sunshine from a little smoke, warmer, highs in the mid 70s. Chances for showers and thunderstorms return Wednesday into Thursday. It's 60 right now.
Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers here on 105.5 WIRI. Your host, James, here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Big shout-out to Quality Plus Printing, Family Natural Foods for being here. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. I know you guys are out there listening. Why not bring me your sports takes and feelings? And why not go ahead and text us that Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest word? You want that word? I got it for you, everybody. Go ahead and text us the keyword TRIP, T-R-I-P. Text that to us through the Civic Media app. Get in on the winning. Good luck to everybody out there. You got a chance, alternatively, this hour to win $100 cash or a pair of Brewers club-level tickets. And you get in on this grand prize where either a Baraboo Dells area trip, Door County getaway, all kinds of cool stuff waiting for you right there through that app. Go ahead and text us the word TRIP. Maybe you'll get to take one. T-R-I-P. Go ahead and text that to us. Good luck to everybody. Get that out there again before we wrap up for the day. 715-424-2600, that's the number to call up. The sports takes and feelings. Let's get into our schedule here a little bit. Thank you, Pam, by the way. Thank you for the schedule, Pam. Appreciate that. Our scheduler around here, heart of the stations. Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM WFHR at 620 tonight. The boys of summer are up in Lakeshore, take on the Chinooks. More on them in a moment. They'll be back at it tomorrow, still in Lakeshore, 6:20 start time. And then Thursday, they'll be back at Wednesday off. Thursday, they will be at Wausau at 6:20 start time for all of these games, as the Rafters are on their four-game road trip, a successful start to it yesterday. And right here at 105.5 WIRI, this Thursday, 6:50, Assumption Girls host Aquinas at Washington Field, mild stomping grounds. Mike and Seth or Beth are going to have this one for you. Looking forward to that. Michael and I will preview this, talk a little bit about it on Wednesday's Playmakers. I'm going to have some fun with that. And a congratulations to Aquinas and certainly our Assumption Lady Royals. Nice season. Let's go ahead and finish that off. Keep it going. If they win, however you want to look at it, we'll have a game Saturday for you as well. We'll keep you up to date on that. Friday, more Rafter baseball hosting Wausau 6:20. And Rafter's going to be pretty busy throughout the weekend as well. We'll get into that a little bit later in the week. Getting on over to Winterfield if you can. Tickets to Rafter baseball. It's been a fun season so far over there. And nice victory for the Rafters last night. 15-5 win at Capital Credit Union Park, beating up the Rockers. That very, very nice win. And this seems to be the way that so far this season the Rafters are winning. When they win, it's 16-9, 11-4, 15-5. And then when they lose, it's pretty close. I'm not really seeing a whole lot of blowouts with the Rafters. And it is a very early, it's a young season so far. There's a lot of baseball to be played yet. But I find it very encouraging. I think there's a lot that you can take from that. And as I talked about last week, one thing for darn sure with this team, everything I was just talking about, the OKC and the monster at the end of the movie and everything, and you got to put them down. That, I think, is the Rafters. I don't think this is a team that you can take lightly. I don't think this is a team that you can just go in there and think, well, we got our best pitcher going. We got this. Nah, this team fights. This team is pretty darn relentless. That's a lot of fun to see. In the Great Lakes West Division, Madison Mallards are at the top. Even though Wausau has more wins, it's always funny when that happens. The Green Bay Rockers are a game and a half behind. Fond du Lac is 2.5, and the Rafters are 3.5 games behind. And again, nobody's really running away with anything. Madison and Wausau are having nice seasons so far, but there's only a couple of game difference between these teams. And then if you look at the Great Lakes East Division, it's even tighter over there. There's just a game and a half that separates the bottom team from the top team. This means if you're a fan of baseball, if you're a fan of the Northwoods League, I think these are good signs. Not only the talent that's being brought into the Northwoods League, but the way these teams are being put together, it looks like we should have some really fun baseball along two seasons of it, really, when you look at the way that the Northwoods League is broken up into two halves. Looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun. Again, Rafters are back in action tonight. Got this this away stand that they are on. But when they get back on the 13th to host our rival Woodchucks, it is schools out for summer night. That's going to be fun. Agriculture night will be on the 14th, 16th mental health night. And then meet us at Winterfield for United Way's United Weekend event on the 17th. We'll have so many of our great local businesses and nonprofits building sculptures out of all these cool, brought in items, food items. People like me have to go down there and somehow judge and say which one's better than the other, which is just impossible, but I figure it out. And we're looking forward to that. And yeah, I think the Rafters are going to win that night. I think they actually have a pretty good record on United Weekend night. But we all win on that night. anytime we're taking care of our own, anytime we're helping each other out with hunger or any other issues out there and we're looking out for each other, that's a win, baby. That's a W. Should be a good one. Get your tickets, single game or complete game tickets or season tickets or anything else at northwoodsleague.com. Get on over there. Get those. northwoodsleague.com. And maybe keep on listening to the show here and maybe we'll give you a chance to win some rafter tickets at some point. If you did not see, there was some interesting news with another team in the Northwoods League. St. Cloud was charged with some roster violations. Due to a roster violation, the St. Cloud Rocks had two wins removed, but not given losses for their games on May 30th and the 31st against the Badlands Big Sticks. Great name. The Big Sticks will have their losses removed for those dates, but not be given wins for those games. It's an odd way to do it, but I'll be honest, I don't know what the best way to do something like that is. But this comes from some roster violations and yeah, something to keep an eye on. But I don't know if I've, in the 16 years I've been paying attention to the Northwoods League, I don't know that I've seen that before. Thought that was pretty interesting. Also, felt like this was pretty darn interesting. We talked about it a little bit last week. But three Northwoods League alums made Major League debuts in the past week. Ryan Ritter for the Colorado Rockies. Otto Kemp with the Philadelphia Phillies. And I know I have been paying very close attention to Kyle Teal. Not only a former Rafter, but a current Southsider. Playing catcher for my White Sox. And played his college ball in Virginia. He was drafted in the first round, 14th overall, back in 2023 by the Red Sox. But I believe was it the Chris Sale trade that brought him over? I'm not sure. It might have been. The Sox and Sox have made a couple of deals. And it may have been, but I'm pretty sure it was the Chris Sale deal that sent him there. Nice start to his career too so far. He's playing pretty well. And same thing for Ritter and Kemp. Again, I'm a complete homer. I love following these guys in our division, in our league, and seeing how they play. And what it means to the fans as well is always important. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good afternoon. You're in the game.
I'm still alive.
Yes!
Sorry, I haven't called.
Yes! Kev is alive! Wait. All right, there we go. Also, Seth, I owe you $5. I'm sorry. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So, it's good to have you here, man. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Just getting right along on the new job, just trying to get things figured out, but we're doing good and getting a chance to listen to a little bit of radio, just don't have a chance to call in.
So. Yeah, I get that, and I really do appreciate the time, man. Since it's been a while, so do you want to go back to the last time you called? We'll just catch up, we'll just get all of our sports. What's on your mind this afternoon?
Well, I kind of caught this tail end of, with all the roster moves that you've been seeing a lot of Rafters getting their chance to play in the major leagues. I know that I think I sent you the one TikTok with Peel getting told that he's going to be going up to the majors. And I think those are pretty cool. And everyone's mm-hmm. posting those on social media just to get the reaction of the players and the families and all that stuff to give them the chance to,
I gotta check that out. I saw one of those last year, and the first thing I thought of was the only other thing I can think of like that is the NFL draft is a little bit like that. Certainly the NBA draft a little like that, but more so when they go to they knock on the guy's door to let him know he's getting the gold jacket, he's going into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get enough of those moments, man. I could watch a reel of just old retired players finding out they're going into the Hall of Fame. There's nothing like it. It's one of the greatest things in sports to see that, or seeing one of these kids getting their call up.
Yeah, and the way, again, this year with the amount of injuries, especially to the pitchers, and you and I have talked, we've talked many, many times about this and how the longevity of these players, they're not going to be the same. They play way too much baseball starting out as a youth. I work with some people that every weekend they're until the end of June, if not into July, they're playing tournaments. And these kids are 8, 9, 10, 11 U, it's to me, it's too much baseball. And then if they get on these special teams that almost play year round, these kids, you would think that these doctors and these guys that specialize in this stuff will, get these kids to slow down. Yeah, they are trying to limit their pitches, but they still got to give their chance for their bodies to heal. I mean, if you get to the major leagues, they give you a few months off to get your body to heal and before you get right back at it again,
Yeah.
There's no break for these kids, especially if they want to play more sports within high school. It's just like boom, 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 boom. Then there's no... don't get the chance for the body to recover.
So, for those who don't know, Victor Wembanyama, I think when he was like 13 or something, was like 5'5", 5'4", something like that. He was a pretty relatively normal height for a kid his age. And I think it was over right. The next couple of years that he just shot up and everything. If you're developing these kids at that age, you literally have not given not only their bodies but their brains a chance to evolve yet. You have no idea what you've got. It'd be like taking a 12-year-old and giving them a 10-year record contract. You'd be like, well, he's got a great voice at 12, so sure, he'll be fine. Not that he's gone through puberty yet, and you have no idea what his voice is going to develop into. And that is no different to me than what they're doing with these kids nowadays. It makes no sense. I don't care if you've got an 8-year-old throwing 100 miles an hour. That doesn't mean he's going to do it at 18. There's way too much that can happen, and there's so much that can be said about letting a kid be a kid. And if you really do want to make the next Hall of Fame athlete, I think you can make an argument if you really want, I want a kid, this is what we're doing. This kid's going into sports. Okay, give him a life. Let him enjoy life. Let him figure out what he enjoys about life and different things, and he has a balance and everything, because there's so many examples of greats very unhappy. When is the last time you saw Michael Jordan smiling? And that man's been retired forever. I feel like I have never seen Aaron Rodgers really smile. I feel like some of the what it takes to be that kind of great, I don't think you need that. I don't think you need to do that, and I don't think you need to make your 10-year-old playing baseball throughout the whole summer. Why don't you let him be a kid?
And let him go fishing. Let him go to the water parks. Let him play with his friends doing something different. I mean,
I think you can make an argument that makes a better future athlete than making him play a game every day and wearing out that arm so that at 16, 17, or they do get their major league debut and they blow their arm out and they got to do Tommy John. And not Paul Skeens, but Jones, I think his name is, the other Pittsburgh pitcher who, wasn't for Paul Skeens, everybody would have been talking about him. Look at what happened to him. I don't know how you can fight the science on this one. I don't know what I don't know why they're gonna. I don't know why they would. Money rules all. I understand that, but that's not gonna change it. Now there's one other thing about this that I thought was quite interesting, and I've been doing a little bit more homework on it, talking with you a while back, Kevin, about the kids and what it's like to be a high school athlete nowadays. And I talked about this with Coach Paul a little bit, and then recently Coach Ziggy in the little bit of pregame we had, it even came up. And it's just becoming more and more of a conversation. I got to think, organizations and all that, they're... in order for these sports to survive, and let's just focus on baseball. In order for baseball to survive, something has to change. Even the most stubborn mind is going to have to realize that. But what I'm hearing from a lot of this is parent-driven. A lot of this, parents can't make it happen. Parents can't form leagues or put the money and financially into these leagues to make them happen and all that. I'm not saying that they're the sole reason for this. But so much of the push of these kids tends to come back to the parents. And even in some cases, and very few that I've heard, but in some cases, it's about the parent telling the kid no. Like, I know you want to keep doing this. I know you got all Shohei Ohtani and all these posters on your wall, and you want to be this and this and this, but you're a kid right now. Go out there and do some kickball. Go out there and play tag. I don't know. I haven't been a kid in a long time, obviously. I think that there's a little bit of that, too. Just to be fair about it, I think that it's really easy to just point the finger at Major League Baseball or just baseball in general or something, or, greediness, and that is certainly there. But some of it has to also come down to parents being parents. And one of the toughest things in the world to do as a parent, I think, in telling your kid no.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, that's the thing too, you know, and I work, like I said, I work with a couple parents. They got kids and, you know, they're in baseball. They're, you know, their kids are also in wrestling. So there's a lot of tournaments that they go for wrestling and things like that. And, you know, sometimes they're like, oh, we got to go again this weekend. It's like, well, you made the choice and let the, you know, and said, okay, yeah, you can do this. You know, and that's the sad thing about it though, too. If you talk to some of these coaches or listen to some of these coaches nowadays, well, if you're not here at practice, you're not going to play.
Yeah, that's yeah.
If you don't go to this tournament, you're not going to. You know, there's no sense having you're not a teammate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry. Summertime. Sometimes these parents, these families, they don't have the opportunity to have a family vacation until the summertime because their kids are in school. I had a really good friend of the family. Their son was on baseball with Lincoln a few years ago, and spring break, they had to cancel their trip because the coach, I'm not going to say names because everybody knows who I'm probably talking about, that if he's not there during spring break for baseball practice, he's probably set the bench the rest of the year.
To me, that stops.
That has to stop.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and I don't think, I'll say this, and I don't know specifically who you're talking about, and I don't really care if that's something a coach thinks is a smart coach. That's not a smart coach to me. It's not good coaching.
No, it's not.
That's not good. Coaching is a heck of a lot more than X's and O's. It's a lot more than that, especially at the high school and collegiate levels. If you are there to just do X's and O's, I don't want you. I don't want anything to do with you. I don't care. I don't care who you are. I don't care how many titles you might have or rings or anything like that. Even the greats understand that. Bill Belichick even gets that, and he was as cold as it gets. And even he understood that stuff. Right. To me, that's again. This is something that I just was talking about with Aaron Rodgers. You can tell real quick when it's about you or it's about the game. You can see it really quick. You can read between the lines and see where these people go. If you are that kind of coach, you're making it about you and not the athlete. And I don't want you. I don't. Especially at a high school level. My God, definitely not at a high school level. I mean, what are you doing? Understand your surroundings. That's me going into a community theater and expecting everybody to be Robert De Niro. Like, what are you doing, man? That's understand what you're doing here and understand what your job is. Your job is not just to win games. It's to develop people, not just as a ball player, but as a human being. That's coaching. That's at least what coaching was always supposed to be. And the best coaches that I can think of have always done. Don Nelson certainly did that. And that's at the at the pro level.
Yeah. You know, I remember growing up, you know, playing little league and there were times that some of my teammates were gone for a few games because they were on a family vacation. Well, that's fine because it gave the next kid a chance to get out there and play a little bit more.
Well, and
they might not have had that opportunity, but you're in little league, you're in grade school, you're in junior high. Let these kids, you know, if these guys have, you know, family time, family values. I mean, I was told by one of the ball players, a family father that we hosted when we hosted for the Raptors, he said baseball is a cutthroat sport. His son was, you know, played for at Texas A&M. He was a good ball player.
Mm-hmm.
He got hurt. What happens? The next person gets up.
Yeah,
you know, next person up. He didn't see much of the playing field, and all he did was just tweak his knee.
Yeah, I one of the things too, and part of the reason I say this about coaching, about organizations, is that can happen at any moment, and then a player, a person is left at either a young age or any age, and okay, what do I do next? What's next for me? How has this organization, how has this coaching staff prepared me as a human being to handle this and to move on with my life? I'm not saying that they got to help them get a degree, but to create a human being that can handle that. And I genuinely think that you can make an argument that a well-balanced human being is going to be a better athlete. You see it all the time. Oh, this guy's going on a run because he just had a kid. How many times have we seen somebody who just has a kid and they go on a run in whatever sport they're in? They come off paternity leave and they come out like gangbusters, just killing the ball or something like that. It's because we are better when we are better, well, more well balanced and everything. This isn't rocket science. So if it doesn't happen at the high school level, if it doesn't happen soon at the high school level, you're going to see this trickle down over the years and affect the game. Kev, it's so good to talk to you, man. We got to get to break, but I really do appreciate the call. Thanks a lot for joining us.
All right, James. Have a good night.
You too, man. You have a good night. And we'll be right back with more Playmakers brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods.
Get to Family Natural Foods to hear Terry Lemerand, a 50-year veteran of natural health, talk about his favorite natural medicines. Also, get the biggest discount ever on all Terry Naturally supplements after the event only. The lecture will be at First Baptist Church, 910 McKinley Street, right behind Family Natural Foods, June 25th at 5:15 p.m. Free meet and greet to follow with light snacks and drinks after the event. Family Natural Foods, your neighborhood pharmacy. Join them June 25th.
Have you ever looked at their name closely? Quality Plus Printing. Your one-stop location for creative design, great customer service, printing for any occasion, and even creating a custom clothing line for your sports team or next family vacation. Quality Plus Printing was built to provide family-like service at affordable prices. Don't settle for subpar family photos. Quality Plus Printing will bring them to life on a cup, canvas, or card. Quality service plus great quality printing on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
105.5 FM WIRI Wisc Country is your station for high school sports. Catch Randy and Mike on the call all season long. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated shower or two this evening, then a clearing sky tonight, and a low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, hazy sunshine from a little smoke, warmer, highs in the mid-70s. Chances for showers and thunderstorms return Wednesday into Thursday. Currently at 62 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers here at 105.5 WIRI. Thank you so much for joining us. Hope you all are having a great Monday afternoon out there. Time is a flat circle. Big thank you to Kev for joining us. We appreciate the call. And appreciate all your guys' feedback through the text line. Go ahead and pull up that Civic Media app and text us that key word TRIP, T-R-I-P. Text it to us through the Civic Media app. Good luck to everybody on the winning. We'll be doing this all again next throughout the week here. And tomorrow, of course, at the top of the 7, 11, 2, and 4 o'clock hours, get in on Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. Up and down the state, we're doing this one, and we're having some fun with it. Story of the show to wrap things up. Has anybody seen this one? The undefeated LSU Shreveport Pilots college baseball team achieved a historic 59-0 season, becoming the first team in National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics in history to go undefeated. They won the NAIA championship by defeating Southeastern University 13-7. Congratulations to them. An undefeated season on any level is beyond impressive to me. Let alone at this level, and 59-0, and some wild stats about this team and throughout the season. This wasn't a team that really blew out other teams. There was not necessarily something overwhelming about this team that, oh, they had this going for them or something like that. Just a very gritty, grindy team. And maybe that gets you a handful of wins in the season. 59-0? That's incredible. I feel very confident. I don't think we're ever going to see that again. I don't think you'll ever see anything like that again. That's pretty impressive. And that's a great story, but you want to know what might be even a better story, everybody? Do yourself a favor and look into the LSU Shreveport Pilots. Look a little bit into the history of that team and their mascot situation. Because there is some wild history with that mascot, and the River Monster is the mascot. Okay, so the Shreveport River Monster, they got a whole like backstory on this thing that I could have brought this story up in the beginning of the show, and I wouldn't have had enough time to cover everything. Just if you need you know, something. Look, I want to go down a rabbit hole and just have some fun and just learn about something. You do yourself a favor and you look up the LSU Shreveport River Monster. You will not be disappointed. You go ahead. You let me know if you were disappointed. I will try to find a way to give you your time back. But I don't think you're gonna. I think you're gonna enjoy that story. We've certainly enjoyed hanging out with you. Thank you so much for joining us today, everybody. We'll be back at this on Wednesday. We'll be hanging out with you, taking some more sports takes and feelings, talking about our schedule. Michael will be with us, I believe. So Michael and I will be getting into the Assumption Girls Aquinas game coming up on Thursday and previewing that and plenty more for you. You guys have yourselves a good night. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Hello and welcome to Laura's Lounge here on 105.5 FM WIRI. It is I, Laura, and I'm happy to be here with you on this Monday evening. Hope you all are well. We're going to kick things off with Darius Rucker.
Don't need no five-star reservations. I got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine. Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of Patsy Cline.